This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Another nice win last night. It's always good to see Alabama lose twice in 1 week.
Phenomenal, and I don't really care what sport it is.
Right.
Down is amazing, and a great win for LSU basketball and Will Wade. They had lost five straight to Alabama in basketball, and it's one of those things where Bama, maybe not like a super tall team, but they're really long and athletic, and they created a lot of matchup problems for LSU, especially a year ago in their two games. And you saw it last night. Cavell Bigby-Williams, the Oregon transfer. Will Wade said it after the game. We don't win that game without him. He's right. 14 points, 13 rebounds, 5 blocks. The ability to protect the rim, to alter shots at the rim, and to rebound. This LSU team, Michelle, has been getting crushed on the glass. And I know you can only do so much there. And Will Wade and his staff are trying to work with these guys to get aggressive and to get rebounds. I mean, Emmett Williams a few weeks back got stitches in his lip because he took an elbow at practice during a rebounding drill. So they're working on it. But something that was evidenced last night in the ball game, look, in the first half, LSU was 8 of 10 from 3. That's an outlier. You're never going to shoot 80% from 3. So you knew that was going to normalize. But what was so good was to see LSU aggressive, rebounding, playing defense, because even when your three-point percentage came back to its average, if you're rebounding and playing great defense and affecting shots, you're still going to have a chance to win. And that's what happened. When Alabama made their run late in the game, LSU was up 19 to start the second half. Bama went on their run, but Alabama did not make a field goal for the last 440 of the game. LSU's ability to defend and to rebound late and make their free throws is why they held on. And that's big. LSU starts 1-0 in conference for the third time in almost a decade. So they get off to a good start. We talked about it earlier. The first half of SEC play for LSU, the first 8 games, they got a great chance to start 7-1, 6-2 at worst. And they have to, because the schedule is going to get tougher in the middle in the second half. So make some hay early. This is a big win for LSU. Now they go to Arkansas on Saturday, see if they can get a win in a tough place to play at Bud Walton.
And we'll hear what Coach Wade has to say about it tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the Coach Will Wade Show with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. Then after that, a very special Tiger Zone with Coach Skip Burtman and Dan Canavari broadcasting from Bill's Oyster Bar. And it can all be heard right here on your flagship home for the Fighting Tigers of LSU, Eagle 98.1.